It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
And here we are. We're back. It's Saturday morning. Welcome to the show. Happy eating, happy drinking. We're going to have some fun here today. We got a round table. I'll introduce the guests here in just a second. First, a couple of quick notes. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios at KFNS. I invite you to visit our website, foodtalkstl.com. We've got show archives going back to February. You can follow us on Twitter at foodtalkstl. Like us on Facebook. We're doing okay, you know, with Twitter followers and with hits on our website. Facebook, though, I think I need to talk to some of my social media friends for a little advice to get our Facebook perking up a little bit there. You can contact our show via email. Email address is foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. Bravo's Top Chef Tour was at Soulard Market last Saturday. It was hot, but it was a great event. Good chance for viewers to meet the chefs, Ed Lee and Kenny Gilbert. That was a fun time. I want to offer a quick shout-out to all the people who have been working in real hot restaurant kitchens over the past few days. It has been just a little bit warm, and it was at the ball game on Tuesday night, which was, I think, the coolest day of the week. But some of the ballpark people, the vendors, the people working the concession stands, have been sweating long and hard for a long time. So you guys hang in there. Got a couple or three more days in the heat wave, and then it's going to cool down a little bit. Speaking of sports, in softball, according to my Twitter feed, the Good Pie beat Niche on July 4th in softball 9-6. And if you're a movie fan, I'll mention my review of the movie Savages. Violence, sex, drugs, all that stuff from Oliver Stone. Savages, that review posted at DavidCraigMovies.com. Okay, now let's introduce our panel here that we have. And first we have Ian Frobe, who is restaurant critic for the Riverfront Times. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you for coming back. And a guy who used to write reviews for Riverfront Times back in the day and now does for Sauce Magazine, Michael Renner. Hey, Michael.
Good morning.
Thank you. And thank you for suggesting that we do in the roundtable. This was an idea that you put into my head, and I appreciate it.
Things work that way. That's amazing.
And speaking of Riverfront Times, Jessica Leach was voted... Her blog, cityinajar.com, was voted, what, best personal blog by the RFT in their web awards?
Yes, in January.
And now come in a little bit, and if you could explain, you used to have another woman doing that with you.
I did.
And now you're doing it by yourself. What kind of is the theme, the idea of your blog, Jess?
It's a personal lifestyle blog. So I talk about food, and I talk about stuff to do in St. Louis. It's very St. Louis-based. I do talk about when I travel to Chicago. I have a trip to New York in a couple weeks, so that'll be on there.
And there's a lot of pics in there as well.
There are a lot of pictures. I do like to take a lot of pictures.
A lot of photos. Okay. And I read the Riverfront Times, so, you know, we've all got this Riverfront Times thing in common. Here's a question. Since today is the last day of Fair St. Louis, you guys like all kind of food. What's your favorite festival food, fair food, you know, when you're going to a parish picnic or something like that, and you're going to kind of indulge and burn up some calories? Jess, what do you like?
Corn dogs. Corn dogs are my favorite.
Ian?
Funnel cake, without a doubt. Funnel cake.
Any meat on a stick. Chicken, beef, well, it doesn't matter. Marinated, I love it.
Back in the 90s, when I didn't eat much red meat, it was always a bratwurst. You know, whenever I could grab a brat, you know, I would indulge it. But now it's a funnel cake, and I like them if they're really done, if they're crisp, if they're done right there, as opposed to one that's been sitting up on the rack for...
You don't want the funnel cake that's been there since the previous day of the fair.
And have you guys braved the heat to head down to Fair St. Louis?
Negative.
No.
No way.
No, and somebody I saw posted yesterday who works across the street said, looks like there were maybe six or seven people over there early. And, you know, when the sun goes down and it cools down and the bands come out there. All right, speaking of fun food, the food trucks They're the big thing. And Ian, this week you've done another food truck review in the RFT.
Yes. Would
you talk about that a little bit?
This week I've been doing, I think this is the third time I've done a couple trucks at once, and I've also done a review of one truck by itself. And they're just, they're really interesting. They're sort of, I split them into two categories. They're ones that are really doing something that you won't find anywhere else, like Gorilla Street Food, which is doing sort of takes on Filipino cuisine, which we don't have much of in St. Louis. And But they're also really, you know, trying to do progressive things that you'd almost expect to see in a niche kind of restaurant, you know, just really fascinating things. And then there are others that are just doing really solid, you know, like this week it's a gyro truck called Go Gyro Go and a banh mi truck, Feed Me Banh Mi. They're just, you know, bringing really good classic street food to places in the city where you don't really have access to it.
Well, I'll ask you and everybody here, what's the best thing you've had off of a food truck, Ian?
This thing from Gorilla Street Food, I feel like I'm giving them a free commercial here, but it's called the Flying Pig, and it's just this amazing dish of pork over rice with an egg that's been cooked for an hour, so it's almost like this custardy texture.
I also really love Gorilla Street Food. They do this spring roll that's like a pancake with veggies in it and this dipping sauce. It's really, really good.
So I went to out to lunch the other day, and I go up to right behind Wells Fargo Bank. There's usually one or two food trucks there. I went up there on Wednesday. There were six of them all lined up. So my choices, I had no idea what to do. They were all there. So I went to Chop Shop, and I had one of their big sushi rolls. That was really good.
Yeah, they're good. They're like sushi burritos.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a great idea.
I like Zia's French fries. And I think it was Gorilla Street. Are they the ones that have something called lumpias?
Yeah, that's actually what Jess was just talking about.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, lumpia. Yeah. And the veggies inside are so tasty and fresh and very delicious. I'll mention, Michael, Food Truck Friday is coming up this Friday the 13th over at Tower Grove Park. Now, do you work that, or are you likely to attend?
I just go. So I mean, when I can, because it is as people can attest, has gotten really crowded, very successful, and I this would be a good question for Ian. Is I just have to wonder where's the sort of limit of the number of food trucks?
Yeah, I wonder that too. I actually often wonder that every time news of a new one comes down the pike, and usually it's two or three new ones at once. It seems
right.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. I guess we'll just. We'll see.
Well, some cities will actually have a permanent station, a permanent place for their food trucks once in a while. And look at all the vacant lots we have. Look at all the places we have. I mean,
well, when you went over to Wells Fargo, though, the other day, weren't all six of them doing pretty good business?
It draws a lot of people. There's a lot of people in Wells Fargo. So, yeah. I mean, people are walking up and down, you know, just like looking at a menu, but when you're looking at food trucks and deciding what kind you want. And, you know, the new truck was there, and it's stuff I haven't even heard of, really, that I was just amazed. All six of them, so.
Well, I know when I've gone to the Food Truck Friday, it's Soul Taco that has the longest line, and I got to taste some of their food finally at the Saucy Soiree a couple of weeks ago, and I like those guys, too, and they've had, I guess, a couple of political issues, which, didn't you report on them on your blog?
Yeah, I wrote a news story at the beginning of the year about sort of the trouble that trucks have gotten into, and I think a couple other, St. Louis Magazine on their food blog wrote an article about some of the trouble they've gotten into, or, you know, trouble is not the right word, conflicts between them and bricks and mortar businesses. And I mean, to make a long story short, they're sort of forcing, the city has had to sort of shoehorn in food trucks into pre-existing permitting and licensing, and it's not a smooth thing.
Well, I mean, you can understand process. If you have a bricks and mortar sandwich shop and a guy parks right in front of your place there, you know, it's like, hey, we can't let this stand. We got to do something about that. On the other hand, these folks are coming up with new places and new trucks, and we, you know, it's a free market. So, yeah, there has to be a little bit of regulation there. Okay, you're listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. Yes, we're talking about food and drink on a sports talk station. Our roundtable guests are Jess Leach. CityInAJar.com is her blog. And Ian Frobe, Riverfront Times. And what's the best way to find all your content online?
www.rftfood.com.
And Michael Renner is with Sauce Magazine. You have a review of Veritas out in Chesterfield in the new issue.
I do.
And you have the food truck reviews in the newest issue of RFT. Have you written about any food places here lately, Jessica, or stuff you're cooking, or what?
I do a lot of recipes on the blog, but the last place I did was Stellina Pasta Cafe, and we actually made pasta with Jamie, the owner. So that was real fun. And then we got to eat it, which was great.
Down there on Watson, just kind of like off of the hill there.
Yeah, and it's a cute little place, and the food is so great. And it was fun to actually be back in the kitchen making the pasta with them. So
they let you come in there?
They let us come in there, yeah.
That's great. Okay, so we'll check that out on Sitting in a Jar. Okay, now let's change directions here, kind of. Let's go east. KFNS Transmitter is in Wood River. We have a lot of people listening on the Illinois side. And it seems like most of the food attention in media has been to this restaurant in Edwardsville, Cleveland Heath. They got Sauce, Best New Restaurant in the new issue of Sauce.
Correct.
And you've written about them, and I don't know if you've...
I have not checked them out yet.
But they're in Edwardsville, and they've gotten a lot of love, and everybody that I've spoken to has been there and said good things. So I'll ask you, other than Cleveland Heath... what do y'all like over on the Illinois side? And it can be new, old, whatever, guys.
Well, I haven't been to Peel.
Oh,
Peel. So good. Yeah. So good.
I think
that's
reaction.
Yeah.
Peel, it's a small wood-fired pizza place in Edwardsville, sort of just, I don't know, the right direction, like maybe 5 minutes out of the main street. Yeah, just really fun.
So good. I actually don't go to Illinois that often, and that's the only place I've eaten on that side of the river. It's so great.
There's a place called Grace Manor that Sauce reviewed not too long ago. It's on the way to Edwardsville, and it's just a big old house, restored house. And they were doing some really interesting stuff. They're still open. And then Jay Fires, which is in Waterloo, Illinois. I forgot her name. I forgot the chef's name who does that. But she does a lot of wood-fired steaks, chops, stuff like that.
And then just for a good, solid, just sort of lunch or dinner, a Bigelow's Bistro in Edwardsville, right on Main Street, not far from Cleveland Heath. It's just a really solid choice and very good craft beer selection.
Well, that Main Street in Edwardsville, and I hadn't been there in many years, and I was up there just in May and did a thing at SIU, and just driving down that Main Street, it's a neat looking street, and there's a lot of places there to investigate. Well, I'm trying to think of anything. I'm thinking of places like Fast Eddie's and the and what is it called, what's the place up on the river there in Grafton?
Oh, not the Finn Inn.
No. The place, the bar there that's right on the Illinois River.
Oh.
I don't know.
No, I can't.
There's a Mexican restaurant right off the highway in Fairmont City. I'm blanking on the name. It's Taqueria something, and it's fantastic. It's a large Mexican market with it looks like a full scale Mexican restaurant, but the menu is more like a Taqueria menu, and it's really good. And I wish I knew the name.
You've all given us some good things to start with there. All right, we all go to, I guess, the big grocery stores, and you guys all probably patronize Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and those kinds of places from time to time. But there are all these little specialty niche, and we use niche not in the Gerard Kraft sense, but, you know, just something. Wait a minute. These little places. So, do you have a specialty food market that you patronize that you would like to share with people? Okay, the place I was referring to in Grafton, the Loading Dock. Thank you, Matt and staff, for the but it's a nice place to go really on a fall afternoon, sit there, have a few beers, have a burger, and watch the people go by on the river. Okay.
It's grocery stores. I really like Local Harvest, and I feel like they're a specialty store because they focus on local and a lot of sustainable local things. I use local a lot in that sentence, but it's great. It's a great place.
One that it's been around for a long time, but I can't praise it enough, is the Smokehouse Market connected to Annie Gunn's. Just terrific, terrific selection of, you know, pre-cooked items and great selection of meats and seafood and just a fantastic place. Unfortunately, I live in the city and it's in Chesterfield, so I don't get out there very
much. Well, and the aromas, when you walk in the door at that place, you can just stand there and just in, inhale, and it's one of the best smelling places I've been in town. Michael,
I'd probably have to go with Local Harvest too, just because it's in my neighborhood. I like Local Harvest. Jay's, when I want something really different on Grand, I'll go to La Tropicana. Right there on Lindenwood, Kings Highway. I'll go there as well. But then also, I like hitting those little local grocery store markets, like LeGrand's, and down in South City. Those kind of places. If I want a good, pork steak or pork tenderloin or something, I'll try to go to those guys every once in a while. And they always usually have great sandwiches too. So
have any of y'all ever gone out to East? Do you know that one?
No.
It's on Olive. It's almost out to 141. It's near 141, and it's Asian, and it's run by Asian folk, and it's even, there are things there that you wouldn't find even at Global Foods if you like to do Asian cooking. And I know my son and his girlfriend have gone out there a few times.
The one place I like in U City is Seafood City.
Oh, God. Have you been since they moved?
Is it the old Venture store you're talking about?
They moved.
The huge store?
They're now across. It's huge, yeah. It's behind. It's right across from another big Asian market now, right before you get to the 170.
And
people should go just to see how big
this
place. Yeah, it was big. Now it's massive.
What's the name of it again?
Seafood City. It's on Olive. If you're heading west on Olive, it's right before you get to the intersection with 170. And it's just... the seafood section is... it'll just be giant pools of live fish right in the middle of the...
Oh, my God.
It's incredible. Everybody should go.
I went there last year. I said, I'm gonna find me a fish I've never cooked before, and I'm going to go to Seafood City. I'm going to grill it. I go there, and I find these huge mounds of pompano, and they're whole fish. And I told the guy, can you fillet it for me? No, you can't fillet it. They can gut it and cut its head off. That's all they can do. So I go home and I have these pompano that I had to watch 3 YouTube videos on how to fillet the thing and what to do with it. But it is an amazing experience. I don't know how I feel about actually pointing to the actual tilapia and the thing that I want and have it killed right in front of me, but
Okay, that's Michael Renner with Sauce, Ian Frogue with RFT is here, and Jess Leach with CityInAJar.com. I'm David Craig.